Hello, everybody, and welcome to Catching Heaters. I am your host, Matt, and I welcome you back into my podcast and excited to have you here. I just want to take a little bit of time and go into the top five players right now that I feel are a little bit undervalued in the sports card market. I'm really excited about the way the sports card market is right now and the way it's trending. And I really think there are some great opportunities to find some value out there, especially before the season starts and all the hype kind of gets back going. It looks like right now, just kind of looking at, you know, what I'm seeing and the reporting out there, that hopefully, you know, mid-May, they're going to start back up, you know, with the short spring training, depending on where they're going to have that in Arizona, Florida, or some of the home ballparks. And then hopefully we'll get back to baseball here, you know, early July, and we'll see things ramping back up. I don't know if, you know, there's really going to be any fans in the stadiums for the foreseeable future, but as long as we can get everybody ramped back up and at least see these games on the TV screen, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement around that. So I'm very excited for, you know, what's going on in the sports card market and the potential there. So let me go ahead and jump in to what, like I said, my top five investments that I personally right now am investing in. And I'm not going to go over some of the main guys, you know, that a lot of people are getting into right now. I kind of want to go a couple short-term players, and then also I got one player that's more of a long-term for me that I've been personally collecting and getting into. So let's get into it. The number one player right now that I'm kind of starting to get into, I think he's undervalued, is a well-known guy, but I think he's being overlooked a little bit. His name is Bryce Harper. I think you guys have heard of him. He recently, obviously, has gone to the Phillies, and he had a solid year last year, but he kind of went under the radar. And I think with everybody's attention right now trending towards some of the hot young guys like Soto, you know, Cunha, Vladdy, I think he's kind of being overlooked and undervalued, in my personal opinion. Reason being is he's on the trajectory right now to have a Hall of Fame career. And some of his pricing is lower than some of the young rookies out there like Soto and Acuna, because those guys are hot right now. You know, just looking at Harper's stats, I know he's kind of been up and down throughout his career, but he's been pretty consistent with some of the power numbers. And he did have that MVP season in there, which kind of shows you his potential and what he can put on the field if he puts together a full year of full strength and what he's capable of. So going into this year, I really think with the Phillies, and now that he's settled in and he's had a full year with them, it wouldn't surprise me if he has a 50 home run year. He has the potential to do it. He has the potential to be another MVP. And I think if he can, he's in his, I think it's 26, 27 age year, he's going into his prime. There is no doubt in my mind that this guy, if he continues on the path that he's on and can finally hit his stride, that he's going to be a future Hall of Famer. And if he can put together two MVP seasons back to back, he's definitely somebody that I recommend running out and grabbing. I personally have been getting his Topps update, his original debut card with him kind of running. I think that those are his cards to go after. Obviously, I'm a big fan of the Topps Chrome as well, so that's another option with him actually swinging the bat. But I just think with everything going on in Philadelphia, and I really like that organization as a whole, I think that the ownership there is going to do what it takes to get to a World Series title. They've done it in the past, you know, when they accumulated pitching and kind of went after that title a couple, 10 or so years ago. I really just think that with the pieces that they have in place, if Bryce can have one of those monster years and they can push for a title, you could see a run on his cards and get that short-term return on your investment. So that's number one. The second guy I think is being, you know, very overlooked. He's not being talked a lot about from what I've seen kind of jumping back into the hobby and on forums and things of that nature. I don't think he's completely overlooked, but I think the value for him right now is definitely a time to get in. And the guy that I'm talking about is Alex Verdugo. This guy just got traded for two premium players in Mookie Betts and David Price. Obviously the big trade that took, you know, Verdugo to Boston and those guys over to LA. And I know that the outfield is a little bit crowded there in Boston. There's a lot of good players on that team, but I don't really see Boston making that type of trade and not giving Verdugo the opportunity to, you know, get full playing time and the amount of at-bats that he should get. It looks like from what I'm seeing in the reports that he is now back healthy. This little lull with the coronavirus and everything that's going on has actually, I think, helped him because it's allowed him to get back to full strength with what was going on with his back. And when the season opens up, I really just think he's a strong player. You know, looking into his minor league stats and kind of what he was doing in LA before, I hope that he could be a 30, 35 home run guy. I don't know if he reaches that full potential, but I think that it's there, especially playing in the ballparks in that division is something that I think sometimes goes a little overlooked. You're playing in Camden, you're playing at Fenway, you're playing at the Trop, you're playing in Yankee Stadium with that short porch. The potential for the home runs is there, and he's always been a very well-rounded hitter. So I'm hoping high side, you know, he's hit 35 home runs. If he hits 25 to 30 and bats 300, and the hype starts to go around him with that, those other players on that team with Devers, Bogarts, you know, Benintendi, I just foresee that his value could go up. I mean, right now I recently bought a BGS 9.5 and a 10 auto for about $40. I just think that is way undervalued for the potential that this guy has, especially in the Boston market, with the hype that can go around, you know, what's going on with them in New York, and the airtime that the Red Sox get. I just think if he gets hot and has a great year, the potential is there. Now, I do want to preface this by saying I don't know if Verdugo is a long-term investment. I don't know if this guy is going to have a Hall of Fame career. There's a lot of things up in the air. But with everything going on, if you invest now and, you know, you can make a good return in the upcoming years when there's some hype, he does well. I just think that he's undervalued currently. All right, so moving on. This third guy is a popular guy. I know I said I wasn't going to go too far on the popular guys, but number three, I have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Reason being is because I recently invested in this guy, and I think the power potential, the way the Blue Jays are organizing this roster, I think that there are a lot of good things going on in Toronto. A lot of youth, a lot of young, great players. I don't think the pitching is there quite yet. I know that they did recently sign Hyunjin Ryu, which is, I mean, it's a nice offseason trade, but, you know, moving over to the AL from the NL for Ryu, I just don't know how much that really helps the team and how much he performs. You lose Stroman as you trade him to the Mets, and I think, you know, in the upcoming years, though, with the offensive talents that they have, if they can sign some, you know, key starting pitchers, and Vladdy really takes to, you know, his youth and the power potential that he has, I really think that this guy can, you know, the potential is off the charts for him. Just to tell you what I kind of got in on Vladdy at, I just bought two Chromes, Topps Chrome PSA 10s. I got them both for $32 apiece. Currently today, it's May 8th right now. Those are, I mean, around $50 is the value for them. But you think about the guys that are shooting off the charts, like Soto and Acuna. I mean, some of their Topps Chrome stuff is going for over $100. I just think if Vladdy comes in and he, I don't know, he hits 40 home runs this year. I mean, 50, who knows? I mean, Pete Alonso went for 50, and I don't think he has the, I mean, they, I think that Vladdy has the same potential for power that, you know, Alonso has. So if that's something that happens this year and he gets hot, I really just think his prices shoot through the roof, and it's just a guy I'm keeping my eye on. All right, so moving on to number four. This is my long-term guy, and this is kind of a homer pick for me. I am a big-time St. Louis Cardinals fan, diehard, and unfortunately, he no longer plays for the Cardinals, but he is on the trajectory to be one of the greatest hitters of all time, if he isn't already, and also for the Hall of Fame. If you kind of know who I'm talking about, his name is Albert Pujols. This guy, you know, for me growing up was a staple. I just think that he's one of the greatest hitters of all time. He's probably put together probably the best 10 years of anybody in a career, his first 10 years in the league that I've ever seen. And I'm investing in him personally for my PC, but I also think that there is value to be had, especially with everything that's going on with the market. And I see people going into, you know, when it comes to basketball and other things, they're going into other things besides just straight rookie cards. You know, they're going into, you know, refractors, parallels, different inserts of different years. I think Pujols is kind of, the hype on him is, and his lore has kind of gone down a little bit since he's been on the Angels. So I think in the near term, if he, I mean, he's closing in on 700 home runs, guys. So this short season does not help him, but you know, if he can get to 700 home runs, he's putting himself in another tier. I mean, he's a surefire Hall of Famer. So, I mean, there's going to be some hype around him, you know, once he eventually retires and goes into the Hall of Fame. So right now I'm trying to hop on that train right now before it gets over the top or way too hot. I just think it's a solid long-term investment if you're looking to get into a player. And I just think Pujols is that guy. And my last one, number five, you know, he's a player that's kind of had some hype around him, and I don't know if this is a long-term bet, but I do see the potential this year and maybe in the next couple years. He kind of started off slow, but he's starting to get full-time in Chicago. The guy I'm talking about is Kyle Schwarber, and I'm seeing some of his PSA 10s right now selling for under $20. These are Topps Chrome that I'm talking about. This guy hit 35 home runs last year with his first year playing full time. And he's improved every year of his career. He's coming into his prime. I think it's age 27 season this year. And I just think the potential for him to hit 40 to 50 home runs is there. And if he can do that, I don't see why the card value on him, especially in the Chicago market, isn't going to trend up. I could be wrong on this. He's not, you know, a very hyped up player, or I know he's been in the league for a couple years, But the Cubs still have a very solid roster. They have the potential, you know, for a playoff run to make it into the World Series. I know there's some guys that they could be getting rid of soon in Bryant, and I'm not sure how long Baez is under contract for. But I just see Kyle Schwarber as a power to potential guy, and everybody, you know, in the industry loves home runs. So if this guy gets hot, his average is upticked every year, his eye is getting better every year, you know, he's a pretty solid defender. I think, if I'm correct, he was about 2-point war last year, two wins above replacement. So he's not hurting the team, and I don't see any reason why they don't run him out for 500 to 600 ABs this year. I know with the shortened season, that's probably not the case, but if he gets hot this year and gets on a hot streak and the Cubs get hot, I think this is a guy that's undervalued, and I really think the time is now to hop in on him. As always, guys, I really appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, my name is Matt. I really enjoy talking about, you know, the sports hobby and investing in cards. On further episodes, you know, I might be talking a little bit more about fantasy or fantasy sports, that is, or, you know, the current sports market in general. And I hope that you guys like, subscribe, join me on my next podcast. Everybody have a great week. Happy investing. And thanks again.